Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. On this week, I actually am uploading the audio that I sent back to somebody that actually wrote in for this question on XXXChurch.com. So you'll get my exact response. Her question was quite long, and let me just kind of explain it. She was not okay with her husband looking at porn. She thought he was doing it while she was asleep, found out he was doing it while she was at the gym. She's upset about it, but she's considering breast implant surgery so she'll appear more attractive to him and is wanted my thoughts. So there's a lot here. Haven't heard this one before, but anyways, take a listen. Hope you enjoy. Hey, thanks for sending in your question. Couple thoughts here. If you think something's wrong and he thinks something's right, I don't think the answer, if you truly don't believe this is right, to do something like the implants in order for him to stop doing something. Like, it has no bearing what you look like in his porn use. Because it's not about you, it's about him. So you could look exactly like his favorite porn star, and then he'll want to look at a different porn star. So there's a couple things here at play. Like, the visual nature of men, like, I wrote a whole book with Shanti Feldhahn called Through a Man's Eyes, which was kind of based off her best-selling book that was called For Women Only and For Men Only. She had a chapter in For Women Only about the visual nature of men, and then we turned it into a whole book. And so I think it's worth reading, you know, because it's... The personal, like, emotional kind of side of women, when men look at porn, they take it all on themselves. And yet men would say, hey, this is nothing about what I have or don't have at home. Like, this is, has everything to do with, I'm bored, I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm dealing with trauma, escaping some other problem, or this is a relief, it's medicine. It's like having a headache. And if you have a headache, you're going to take aspirin. So for some people, porn is what they use to cope with whatever is going on. So you getting breast implants has nothing to do with, it's not why he's going to porn in the first place. And so if you go down that route, you're just chasing something that's, one, exhausting, and two, it's never going to work. When you can try and, you know, turn into, like I said, his favorite porn star, or do all these body modifications, and it won't mean he's going to not look at porn, and it won't mean that he'll actually even enjoy that. And then you won't enjoy the reason why you got to look like someone else when it's not who you are in the first place. So I think that's just the first understanding of, like, the issue that he's dealing with isn't your issue, and it's nothing you probably understand or have anything to do with. Like, even you're thinking of, oh, well, did you do this while I was asleep? Because you didn't, you know, I wasn't available. And if he's saying no, you were awake, and, like, it's just, this is sometimes like it could be an and or an or, like an and or in addition to having sex with you, there's this on top of that, or it could be a replacement. But to hear from him saying, oh, well, I just did this, I don't want to stop. I don't see anything wrong with it. And then if you think there's something wrong with it, but then you're like, well, what about if I change? What about if I just go get boobs? Like, I just don't think that solves any of your guys' problems. So I think there's, you know, if I back up, like we watched some documentary, my family and I, about, I think it was called What the Health last summer. And we're like, hey, as a family, we're not going to eat meat. And that lasted like 2 months for my son and I. My daughter still hasn't eaten really meat in almost a year. But we kind of, nobody was forced to, but we just kind of said, hey, what about if we try this? And so we took in this information from this documentary, and then we decided, oh, well, cool, I want to do this now. So I think your first conversation isn't what you go do to your body or this. It's just, are you okay with him looking at porn? I can't tell you how you feel about that. That's just how you feel. And I would suspect you're not. And even if I tell you, hey, it has nothing to do with what you look at or about you, I don't know any women. I mean, I do. I know some, but 95% of women aren't going to just be like, oh, yeah, that's great. I'm glad you go do that. No, I mean, if you believe the Bible, it says don't even look at a woman with lust in your eyes. So that's the first understanding. Hey, I don't like what you're doing. It disrespects me. It takes your attention off me onto somebody else. It makes me feel inadequate for what I am, and it's questioning what I even look like, and I don't do that to you. So I would say in this marriage, I am not okay with you looking at porn. So you got to have some kind of guidelines there. And then he can say, I respect that, or I don't. Now, if he doesn't, my wife says, hey, I don't want you to do something. And I say, I want to do it anyways. Then you're in an argument. Then you're in a fight. And you have to kind of figure out, yeah, do I want to kind of die on that camp or, you know, on that hill, so to speak. Some women are going to say, I think you got every right to say, you know what? I didn't sign up to be married to somebody who blatantly goes and looks at somebody else. And I don't think it's good for a marriage. I mean, you could send him, oh, roughly 10,000 different pages on our website, and he could probably read for himself why that wouldn't be a good idea. Now, if he doesn't want to respond to that, I think you just kind of hold your ground. You don't go, well, I'll become like one of them, because that's just not going to work. And so I think once you have that conversation, the second question I would say is, why do you look at porn? I've been doing this for long enough that I think some of what I said in the first part of this message is true. It's an escape. It's medicine. It's something. There's something else under the surface, and porn kind of, you know, takes that away. How do you feel when you look at porn? Did you catch him? Did he come and just confess? Why are you looking at porn? And I think there's the opportunity for you as a married couple to work on your intimacy. Hey, you know what? It's easier to go to the computer than harder to go to me than when you talk about these things. But hey, let's engage in those conversations. I'm not going to mother you. I'm not going to count how many times you go back to this. But if you're struggling, and I wouldn't believe the once a day, a month thing either. Like, I don't know anybody that just, like, if porn is good and it actually, like, it fills that void for your husband. He's not just looking at it once a month. And I said, if porn is good, like, I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying if he's going to it as an escape, he's using it more than once a month. And so I would just say, hey, you know what? I'm not okay with it. So I would like you to stop. I understand that you probably can't stop right away, but instead of running to porn, why don't we have a conversation and you tell me you're tempted and let's talk through that. And you can see where that disconnect is for you guys on in the relationship. What does he need from you? Not sex, but what does he need for you that he's getting from the porn? And then he's probably not getting anything deeper from the porn. But he's looking for something deeper. And I think a lot of women come down on their husbands. They go, oh, I can't believe this. Why would you do this? And then the conversations never end. So I would just say, hey, you know what? Thanks for being honest. I'm not okay with it. And so can we continue this dialogue? And the more you guys can talk about that, I think the better. And, you know, we have a program at recover.org that's for couples. We have a program called Best Sex Life Now. You can find it at bestsexlifenow.com. There's a number of resources, you know, from intimacy to marriage issues to even stuff for you. If you're not okay with this, I mean, you could find so many women that are not okay with this as well, that we have communities around that are trying to support women that are going through this with their husbands. So I copied Michelle on this email. She works with me. She has been working with us for like 13 years, so she can connect you with some of the women resources there. But yeah, I would follow back up with a conversation with him for sure, and then see what happens. And then, you know, at some point, yeah, if he's like, I refuse to listen, your needs don't really matter, your request doesn't matter, I'm gonna do what I want, like, that's really difficult, regardless if it's porn or you name it, what the topic is. It's really hard to be married to that kind of mindset. So I think you guys are gonna, you know, hopefully he kind of sees that this is directly affecting you, and most men don't understand why and how it's affecting you. So the more you can communicate that with him, I think the better you'll be when you can actually say, oh yeah, this is why this hurts me. And he'll be like, oh, like, I had no idea. Like, me looking at a naked woman hurts my wife in this way. And the more you can express that to him, I think that's how men stop. Open up, have those kind of conversations, and let me know. Hope that helps.
Listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.